At this hour of the morning.
Did you hear that?
What are you doing here? Did I hear that? You and your imitations of the Second World War are getting too darn good.
That wasn't me. Here, Jack. Give it to me. The dynamite over by the hill. You know where they're putting in the new road?
Well, I want you to go and tell those guys that Saturday morning is my morning to sleep, and they can find another time to make all that doggone racket.
Hey, me! Come on, Jack!
Oh, no, you don't. No, you don't. Stay right here.
But you said.
I was just talking through my head. Now, you keep away from that place.
Bob.
Retiring, what are you going to do for excitement?
I don't know. Shoot off fireworks in the 4th, I guess.
Yeah, stick pins and balloons at parties.
It looks like we shook down enough for them to work on a while.
Yeah, that was a good one, all right. The first one didn't wake the neighborhood. That one sure did.
Doggone it, Chef. 5 days a week, it's like pulling teeth to get you up. Now that it's my turn to sleep, you're up at the crack of dawn.
Sorry, Bob. Good morning. Are you up?
No. I'm sound asleep, dreaming of a happy land where school kids have sense enough to sleep in on a Saturday morning.
Well, tomorrow Sunday, we can sleep in then.
Oh, yeah? Well, then who's going to meet your father at the airport at 6:30 tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I forgot all about that.
What in the heck are you guys doing up at this hour anyway?
Doing our chores.
Well,
Chips Rankin leaves. I'm cleaning up the bedrooms.
Rankin leaves, then why does he take that 50 caliber rake in the backyard?
Hey, that's no fun.
I know it's no fun, but that's where the leaves are. Now get going.
Oh, Bob.
Quietly. Now look, Mike, you've got all day to do these chores. Why in tarnation do you have to be waking the whole neighborhood up at this hour?
Well, gee, Bob, you don't have to get sore.
Please. Don't you see me smiling?
Yeah, but you're usually griping all day Saturday that we don't get our work done soon enough. Here we're trying to get everything finished early so you won't get sore. I mean, Jean and I have that...
Keepers, Trap, how am I going to clean up this yard if you're going to keep bringing everything back to me?
That's right. I'm a mean, grouchy old man. With three angel boys for grandsons.
For crying out loud, Tramp, I'm trying to work. Tramp.
Oh, I don't mean that.
Then why don't you say what you
mean? Quiet, will you?
Trouble around here. No one.
Okay. You want to chase something so bad?
You get up the wrong side.
Go find this.
Listen, the only right side of bed at this hour is the sleeping side.
Dumb old dog. Maybe I get some clunky chore done now.
Now, look, I've asked you nicely to knock it off. Next time, I'm going to get tough.
Guess it's too early to call home. Saturday morning, the kids are probably sleeping in a little. Besides, if I called, what would I say? Hi. Just call to say hello. No, nothing's wrong. Just call to say hello, that's all. No, there's nothing wrong. I know it's Saturday morning. I know it's early. Okay, I'm sorry, I woke you up. No, for the last time, there's nothing wrong. I just called to say hello. Does something have to be wrong every time somebody calls somebody? Okay. Yeah, well, I'm coming home tomorrow. I'll see you then. Goodbye. No, I just called to say hello. Goodbye. How do you like that? Make a friendly little call to my own home and I get bawled out for it. Okay, just for that, I won't call.
What are you looking for, Ed? Buried treasure?
Don't move.
What's the matter?
What were you saying about buried treasure?
You flipped or something? All I see is an old muddy stick.
And if you want to see a real explosion, just try playing catch with it.
Hey. I've never seen one like that before.
Hold it.
What's the matter? It's only dynamite.
Yeah.
Loosen your nerve. After 40 years in the business, you're afraid of a little stick of dynamite.
I tell you what. You give me a half an hour to get away from here. Away, away from here. Then you just pick her out. Gentle-like. Hold her about 2 feet above the ground and drop her.
Yeah.
Or maybe hit her with something. Just a little love tap. Then you tell me what happens. Or, well, I guess maybe I'll just read about it in the papers.
We work with this stuff all the time. How come this one's so touchy?
Well, I've seen sticks like this that stand up under a pretty good blow. Then the next minute, debugging it set it off. That's why they quit making them.
How long has this thing been sitting here?
Well, as far as I know, nobody's used any dynamite up here since, before the war.
That's over 20 years ago.
Yeah. And age hasn't mellowed it any either. She's loaded with nitro and just aching to go off.
Oh, hi, Bob. Keep going back to bed. Saturday's your day to sleep in. I've got everything under control in here. Come on, Bob. Go back and get some sleep. Where's the horse ready?
Horse ready? What are you doing with those peanuts?
Oh, it's a surprise. Now, you going back to sleep, and I'll call you when it's ready.
Yeah, well, what are we having? Horse radish with peanuts over easy?
Oh, Bob, I'm making a horse radish omelet with peanut pancakes.
Horse radish omelet with peanut pancakes? What are you trying to do, kill us all?
Well, that takes care of this, baby.
Well, how come that thing didn't go off with that last blast of ours?
Oh, it was probably buried too deep. Or maybe we just live right. Who knows why?
Hello? Hello? Operator, good morning. Operator, the phone just rang here, and when I picked it up, there was nobody on. I wonder, this is Mr. Douglas. I'm in, 1244, that's right. Stephen Douglas. Oh, look, could you check on that caller and see where it came from, whether we've cut off, or would you do that?
You don't think there's another one lying around here, do you?
It'd be one chance in a million if there was. We'll keep the signs up and send in the crew to cover the area just in case.
I was digging right where that thing was buried.
That's right. You almost had a little retirement party of your own. About 30 years before you figured on it.
Good morning. You have no Stephen Douglas registered, then. Look, I'm Stephen Douglas, and I'm in 1244, and I've been here for 3 days, operator. Well, I don't... Look, all I asked was... The phone rang here, and when I picked it up, there was nobody on, and I asked you to check on it. Yeah, would you please do that? All right, you call me back. Right. I wonder I haven't had any phone calls. What if something were wrong at home? What if they tried to call me?
Huh? Why don't you take this off?
Go on, somebody else, will you? Betcha I throw this in with my left hand.
Chip, telephone.
That clunky old Doreen. Tell her I'm in Seattle with Dad. I'm business.
Tell her yourself, but make it snappy. I'm expecting a call from Jean.
Oh, for gosh
taste of your peanut pancake. We'll be lucky if we make it through the morning. In fact, I may die any minute. Who's got the laundry basket?
I do.
Look out, tramp. You want to get stepped on? Okay, Robbie, you ready down there?
Aye, aye, sir. Ready?
Aim.
Fire.
Bombs away.
Got on?
Not quite. Not quite. This'll do it. Robbie, here's one more. And one of you guys better get your gear off the steps. Boy, around here, you take your life in your hands just walking downstairs.
Wonder if Robbie cleaned out that garage like I asked him to. Those old newspapers and paint rags and paint buckets. Spontaneous combustion. They're going to have to burn the whole place down.
Here's the launcher. Where's the hammer?
Why don't you look in your room? And while you're looking in your room, why don't you make your bed?
Before, nobody's going to see it except for Robert.
Oh, you brought me a stick, huh?
Well,
come on. Oh, you want to play?
I wonder if Mike had that left rear tire recapped on his jalopy like he said he was going to.
Come on now, Tramp. Come on. Let me burn that up with the rest of the junk. You don't want that dirty old stick. Oh, come on, Tramp. I haven't got all day.
We'll call home.
All right, Tramp. That's a boy. Yeah. Doggone it, Tramp!
Good morning. This is Mr. Stevens again. Douglas. I'd like to place a long-distance call. I'll speak to anybody.
Bring it right here. Okay, now, come on, Tramp. Come on, I'm tired. That's a boy. It's free!
Oh, the line is busy. Look, operator, I've got to talk to my... Oh, no, it's not an emergency. Jeff, we'll keep trying and call me, will you, please? Thank you. Who's on the phone this hour of the morning?
Oh, it'll be a lot of fun. Yeah. Then I thought tonight, after the picnic, we can go to the show. I hear the pictures are real gasser. Yeah, it's about some monster who goes around blowing up whole cities.
Good morning. Well, how can it still be busy, operator? Well, keep trying, will you? Operator, would you call next door, please? Oh, no, I'm sorry. I don't mean here, I mean there. Yes, the number is Larson 73601. Yes, I'll wait.
Well, I can't think of anything else to say.
That line is busy, too. Well, keep trying, will you, operator? Well, you'll keep trying on both of them and call me. Yes. And the name is not Stevens, it's Douglas. Maybe all the phones in the neighborhood are busy. Maybe there's a major disaster of some kind. Maybe they're all trying to call fire engines and ambulances. And... Come on now, Douglas. You're letting your imagination run away with you. Yes, this phone is busy, and our phone is busy because Mike is talking to Jean. It's as simple as that. But this early on Saturday morning?
Okay. Yeah, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
What the heck was that? I'll use my shoe.
How can the phone be busy 1 minute and no answer the next? I'm sorry, I didn't mean it was your fault. Look, keep ringing, will you? This is an emergency. I know I said that, but it wasn't then, but it is now. Will you keep ringing? There has to be somebody there. Somebody answer the phone. What's going on there? Is this...
Hi, Dad. Have you seen the hammer?
The hammer? Look, Chip, what's going on?
I looked in the garage.
Chip, will you listen to me? Where's Bob?
He doesn't know where it is either.
Chip, look, I didn't call him all the way from Seattle to find out about a hammer. Now, will you tell me what's going on there? What's wrong?
Don't you kids ever get off the phone? Who are you talking to?
Dad.
Yeah? What's he want?
He doesn't know where the hammer is either.
What do you mean you don't know where the hammer is either? You're the last one to use it. You know what time those kids got me up this morning? It's no wonder you leave town. I guess that's about the only way you can get in peace and quiet.
Hey, Bob, we got any glue?
Yeah, up there with the soup.
Stop talking for a minute. Tell me what's going on and what's wrong.
What do you mean wrong? Why should there be something wrong?
Hey, here's the hammer.
Where in tarnation are you? At the airport? I thought you didn't have to be home till tomorrow. Is something wrong?
No, there's nothing wrong here.
You know you can trust me to take care of things, Steve. I watch these guys like a hawk. Believe me, nothing goes on that I don't know about. Robbie, will you turn that radio down a little? Chip! Hold on a minute, will you, Steve? There seems to be a little problem here.
Oh, there goes my tennis game. Your tennis game? What about our picnic? Must have struck someplace close by. How do you like that? A minute ago, there wasn't a cloud in the sky.
Robbie, check the upstairs window. It's going to pour any minute.
I'll get the downstairs.
Oh, Chip! Come on, Chip, let's go. Put your bike away. Come on.
Okay, as soon as I nail this together.
Operator.
Come on, Chip. I said get your bike in before it floats away. Now, I mean, now.
Be sure and check my bedroom window, Robbie.
I'm gonna have to take a bath tonight.
What do you think I'm doing right now, eh, Chip? Did you close our window?
Get in there, Chip. Now, don't bump yourself. Take it easy now.
Tramp!
Tramp, come in!
Tramp, haven't you got enough sense to come in out of the rain?
Tramp, if you don't get in here, you're going to have to spend the day out there. I'm not going to have you messing up the house. You hear?
Yes, operator, I was trying to get you. I was disconnected. I don't know exactly what happened, but... Oh, I'm still connected.
Everything's all safe upstairs. Hello?
Hello, Robbie.
Dad, I thought you were in Seattle.
Well, I am. I just called to say hello.
Oh, hello. Boy, Dad, talk about bad luck. Here I finally make a date to play tennis with Marilyn Turnthurston, and it's raining like pitchforks here. Yeah, lightning, thunder.
Thunder, huh? I guess that's what I heard.
Hey, maybe we can go to a movie. She has any money. Hey, Dad, do you think it'll clear up by this afternoon?
It's a little hard to tell from here, Rob. We had a big storm coming up here a while ago, but it seems to have passed right over. In fact, the sun's shining now.
Yeah, well, I sure wish I was with you. My whole Saturday's washing right down the drain.
Yeah. Goodbye. This is Mr. Douglas. Mr. Stevens. That's right, Mr. Douglas Stevens. I left a call for 7 o'clock. Would you change that to... just cancel it, will you, operator? Thank you.